Now let us turn the following time to Reverend Chow.
我希望所有的弟兄姊妹保持精神，在今天我在讲完道的时候，会为有疾病的，无论是大人和小孩祷告。
I would like to ask you to pay full attention of today's service. So by the end of the service, I would like to pray for those who are sick, no matter you are old or young.
我期盼神迹。
I expect miracles.
我平常常常见到上帝施行神迹。
I often see God's miraculous signs happen before my eyes.
我也见证神迹。
I have testified his miracles.
我在讲之前，我要跟大家讲，我们很多人今天来到我们当中的，有一些人，无论你是信主不信主，你可能活在传统里面。
Before my sermon, I would like to share something with you. I believe whether you accept the Lord or not, perhaps you are living in a tradition right now.
你如果你没有信耶稣，你活在没有信上帝的一些传统里面。
If you haven't become a Christian yet, perhaps you are living in a tradition of as a non-believer, as in your culture.
在你的文化里面认为祭拜祖先这个传统呢是一定要去遵守的。
Perhaps you believe worship ancestors is something we must observe.
如果你是基督徒，你也以为你的教会传统，这个一两百年告诉你的，你以为那个就是对的。
Or perhaps if you grew up in a church, you believe all the Christian tradition must be right for the things it has been practiced for the past 100 or 200 years.
从来没有人去 challenging 你认为的那个传统到底对还是不对。
Nobody ever challenged the tradition you try to observe is whether it's correct or not.
好，现在在摆在大家面前的是2015年最强大的两款的家用吸尘器。
And now I'm presenting you the two most powerful vacuum cleaners before you for the 2015 model.
现在请问你，如果你是 sales department 的头，你认为要怎么推广这两款的吸尘器呢？
So imagine you are the sales department, the head of sales department. How are you going to promote these two models?
有没有人能够回答我？
Anyone can answer this question for me?
如果你负责这一个公司在 TV 的 channel 的 marketing 的话，市场推广的话，你会怎么做？
If you are the one who is going to promote in a television commercial, how are you going to promote your model?
有没有人回答？
Can anyone answer?
如果没有人回答，就表示我们难怪我们不知道怎么传扬福音。
The reason why you don't know how to sell, because that which is the reason why we don't know how to proclaim the gospel.
因为这么 powerful, 最 powerful 的两个款式的吸尘器，我们都不知道怎么推广的话，那我们怎么推广那看不见的福音呢？
If this is two objects right before you is our daily appliances with the most powerful feature, and yet you do not know how to promote it, how can we promote something that's invisible?
刚好昨天我在我爸爸妈妈家看到 TV commercial, 他们怎么推广那个非常 powerful 的吸尘器。
It just happened that yesterday when I was in my parents' home, I watched television and found out that how do they promote using infomercial to promote and sell vacuum cleaners.
最简单的就把地上、地毯上、地板上放了一大堆脏兮兮的东西，然后 他就说大家现在仔细看。
The easiest way to promote and to sell the product is to throw garbage on the floor and ask people now observe.
然后他用另外一个款式，这跟他们的款式量来比，两个一起推进，一起推回来，最后把他吸好的那个量做一个量化的比较。
Then use the competitor's vacuum cleaner side by side with its own product and do the parallel vacuuming for and at the end they want to measure the volume of trash being vacuumed.
所以最简单的方式就是 give it a demo， 就是做示范，就是让人家亲身体验到这个吸尘器到底有多强大。
So the easiest way is to do a demo right before people's eyes.
但是 也许有人问说，那如果还有其他的功能整个要发挥的话，那有多强大呢？
So people may ask, if you use this vacuum cleaner with all of its features, how powerful would it be?
那当然没那么多时间告诉人家的话，最好的方式就告诉他说，你看我们这里有手册啊，就有很多的功能啊，但你如果要知道所有的细节的话，请看这个手册。
Of course, you may not have all the time to do the demonstration, and therefore you can give a user's guide and manual, say, please read this, and you will figure out all the features it can perform.
只是呢，人家很想买了，打算要成交的时候，通常这个公司这个 salesman 要让他们签一个东西，你如果买车子也还有等等，他要告诉你，哎，我这个车子我们要跟你成交了，不过有一件事情我要让你知道。
And however, right before signing the deal, there is a fine print the salesperson will tell you right before you sign the dotted line.
哎，所以呢，客户还必须要知道这件事情。他说，哎呦，除了刚才你讲那么大强大功能之外，原来还有一个 but。
So the customer say, wow, besides all the powerful feature you just mentioned, now there is a caveat of the of yourself.
因为还告诉他，我们这个机器啊是有一年的 warranty， 一年的这个保修期。
So there, it turns out there is a 1 year warranty.
所以啊，这个当然这是 material 嘛，这种 parts 这种的用具总有这个它会坏掉的时期。
Oh well, it is reasonable for it is made by a man-made material, and therefore it will expire after some time.
哎，我在跟大家说什么呢
？So what I'm trying to say,
我们因为从上帝领受了这一个不得了的福音。
For we have received a mighty gospel from the Lord.
我们非常清楚知道这是个大能福音，而且福音本是上帝的大能。
And we believe that the gospel carries a mighty power, and it is the power from the Lord.
这个宇宙中间呢，没有第二个比这个福音还要更大能、更强大的了。
There is nothing else in this world is more powerful than gospel.
就是救世主降世为人拯救人类
That is Savior came to this earth and saved all mankind
让人类能够认识天父
So people can come to know the Lord
并且耶稣基督降世除灭魔鬼一切的作为
And Jesus came to this earth and defeat all the works of the evil one
而且他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了
And Jesus said all the authorities on earth and on the heaven has been given to him
并且圣灵降下运行在全地
And Holy Spirit came down this earth and moved on this earth
光照启示
And enlighten us
施行神迹
To perform miracles
但是我们是怎么宣扬这个福音的呢
？And yet, how do we sell this gospel?
我们可能像是这样的
，Perhaps we do something like this.
告诉人家你要相信上帝的儿子耶稣基督。
We may tell other people you have to know Jesus is Son of God.
整个的 package 都在这个圣经里面。
All the packages is fully contained in the Holy Scripture.
这从2000年开始到如今都是这样。
It is the same from 2000 years ago until now.
只是这两三百年居然所谓的正统信仰的人居然宣传的福音是这样的。
And however, those who consider the conservative fundamentalists, they preach the gospel something like this for the recent 200-300 years.
他说这个信仰正统的神学院、啊、必须你如果去神学院你必须要学一门课叫做神迹终止论
So if you are a seminary student, when you attend seminary, you have to study a course. The course is called secessionism. Secessionism.
这意思告诉你是说什么呢？原来哈、啊，这个上帝的这个福音啊，不得了的上帝的这个 powerful 的福音呢、啊，它的 warranty 只有前面四百年。
So it talks about all our miraculous and powerful God, His powerful work can only last about 400 years in the very beginning.
所以告诉你，他说有一部分呢、啊，圣经里面讲的那个奇妙的事情啊，已经停在西元四百年左右。那个从那个之后呢，就越来越减少了。这个神迹呢，到现在呢，已经停止了。
So all the miracle works of God has been ceased since 400 AD. And since then, gradually, there is no more miraculous signs.
现在要推销的是什么产品呢？就是推销手册了。
So what else can we sell? We are trying to promote user's manual now.
这个大能的神奇不得了的那个部分呢，什么时候停止呢？自从这个手册印刷出来以后呢，就不需要了。
So ever since the manual has been able through being reproduced through the printing technology, then there is no more need for miraculous signs.
因为我们的信仰的最高峰呢，就是这个手册，你按照这个手册去相信就好了。
Because the climax of our faith is based on this user's manual. As long as you believe this user's manual, you're all set.
但是在这个手册里面的有几个部分呢，他必须要跟你讲，哎，我卖给你的时候，我同时告诉你，这个已经啊几百年了，这几个东西已经不 work 了。
However, there are some exceptions in those user's manual. I would like to tell you, those things will no longer work for the recent few hundred years.
所以现在呢，没有 demo, 但是只有 but, 只有但是。
So right now there is no more demo except some caveat.
只有但是，但是没有演示。Demo 中文翻译叫做演示。
So there is only cover up. There is no there is only caveat.
所以就是这个福音呢、啊，跟我们上帝主耶稣基督交托我们之后，跟当年的世代那差别实在太大了。
So the message we are receiving is totally vastly different from the first generation of disciples.
所以我们现在看两段的圣经。
So I would like to share two passages with you.
差不多三千五百年前，那时候以色列的这个民族呢，是在埃及里面做奴隶。那么有一天，那有一个这个以色列人呢，这个人叫做摩西，他已经八十岁了，在一个很偏僻的旷野里面，他在牧羊，他一个人在那个景况中间呢，遇见了骑士。
So about 3,500 years ago, there's a person whose name is Moses. He was shepherding sheep in a very desolate area. And right there, he saw something miraculous.
居然上帝跟他说话。
God appeared to him.
他说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了，我也听见了，我原知道他们的痛苦。
For at the time, Israelites were under the slavery of Egypt. So at the time, the Lord said to Moses, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard the crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering.
所以我们这无论你在美国，在 Poughkeepsie, 在中国，在台湾，在哪里，其实你我的苦，上帝是知道了。他说我看见了，我也听见了。他是等到这个时间，他要来采取行动。
So actually, God has seen your pain and your suffering, no matter you are in West Coast, East Coast, in Taiwan, China, or Hong Kong. God has known your suffering and pain. However, He has chosen a particular moment to show Himself to you.
所以他告诉摩西说：“哎，我要下来了。”
So he said to Moses, "Now I'm going to come down."
我不知道 IBM 的人住在这边的人，你知不知道上帝会下来的？
For those of us who work in IBM, do you know God can actually come down in the midst of ours?
我知道受西方教育的基督徒，他对于上帝的认识是觉得这是一个宇宙非常超凡的活在另外一个空间的上帝。
I believe those people who are learned believe God is a supernatural being who live in a very different dimension above us.
好，这个摩西他也对他来说，这是他古老家族里面的信仰，对他来说他也不清楚这个上帝长什么样子，但是他现在遇见了上帝，跟他说我要下来救你们。
To Moses too, to him, God is someone who is very remote. He only learned about God through his family tradition. And yet, God said to him, Now I have come down.
但是我们很多人只有停在这里，知道上帝会来救他们，你知道他接下来讲那句话才是让人跌破眼镜，觉得说怎么可能，他居然下来就下来，你要救就救嘛。
Perhaps all of us who can only understand God up to this point, we can only accept him intellectually that he can come down. Whatever is about to say next will amaze us.
而且耶稣也是一样嘛，上帝成了人来了，他要救我们很好，你要救你就救嘛。
Perhaps Jesus too. Jesus, if you're willing to come down, let it be. So if you want to come down to this earth, save us.
但是上帝跟摩西说这句话。
However, God said this to Moses.
他说我要你去见埃及法老王，把我的百姓从埃及救出来。
God said to Moses, So now go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt from Pharaoh.
如果现在上帝跟 IBM 的中国的基督徒某一位就在你们坐在你们中间，有一个人说话说，你现在跟奥巴马讲，我要把我的教会设立不在他的管辖之下，请问你，你听见的时候，你有什么打算？
Perhaps today God say to those one of our IBMers, say, now you have to go and talk to Obama, saying, I'm going to set my church out of your jurisdiction.
或者我们中间从
What would you respond?
或者我们中间从中国来的，你现在回去跟习大大讲说，我遇见上帝了，上帝说我要我的教会完全得到自由。
Perhaps if you're from China, you may go back to China and say to the Prime Minister Xi, saying, God has already told me I'm going to set my church free from the land.
我跟你讲，摩西他 IQ 不会比我们差。
Let me tell the truth. Moses, the IQ of Moses is not any worse than ours.
他跟上帝说，你说什么？
He said to God,What are you talking about?
你以为我是谁啊？
Who do you think I am?
I'm just a China man. 我住在那个 China town. 你要我去找 Obama? Forget it. 可笑。
I'm just a China man living in Chinatown, and you are asking me to see Obama? This is ridiculous.
神就回答他说。
Then God replied.
上帝没有说，回答他说，你以为我是谁？上帝没有回答。
And actually, when Moses asked God, say, Who do you think I am? And yet God did not respond to this question.
上帝只告他说,
God said,
我与你同在。
I will be with you.
摩西也说, 你告诉我我是谁啊?
So Moses, the first question from Moses is saying, Who do you think I am?
上帝说, 这个根本不重要。
And God said, That's not the question.
重要是我与你同居。
The most important thing is I am with you.
然后你要把那个以色列老百姓的长老全部把他叫来，跟他们说话。
And you have to summon all the elders from Israelites and say this to them.
还有你去找那个埃及王，告诉他我交代你的话，照样交代他。
Bring them together, and I'm going to send you to Pharaoh, and you need to say the following words to Pharaoh.
但是摩西不是傻瓜。
And yet Moses is not a fool.
他说我去找他们呢，他们一定说我乱盖。
And say, well, if I go summon them, and those people will respond saying, you must be joking.
我住在那个 LA, 然后我没事情打个电话到 Washington DC, 跟 White House, 跟白宫讲，我要见奥巴马，上帝有话交代奥巴马，你想他们会信我啊？
For example, I'm living in LA. Can I make a phone call to the White House saying I want to make an interview with Obama because God has told me so? Do you think they will believe?
我跟你保证, 你打了这通电话以后啊, 你不但见不到Obama, 你会见到的是FBI。
I guarantee you, you may not see Obama, but I guarantee you, you will see FBI agents afterwards.
所以那个摩西知道他们不会听我的话了。
So Moses knew that nobody will listen to him.
所以那个耶和华哥对摩西说了啊。
And therefore, the Lord said to Moses,
你手上拿什么?
Say, what's in your hand?
他说牧羊人的杖。
He said, this is a staff for a shepherd.
丢地上。
And God said, threw it on the ground.
一丢变成妖蛇。
And once he threw on the ground, it became a snake.
他抓尾巴。
He said, took the tail.
一抓尾巴变成这个牧羊人的杖又回来了。
And once Moses touched the tail, the snake, the serpent become the staff again.
然后他又跟 摩西说：“你把你的手放在衣服里面。”
And the Lord said, "Put your hand into your cloak."
把它拿出来。
And then take out of your hand.
哇，这不得了，变成麻风病。
And out of his expectation, the hand was infected with leprosy.
他说：“你再放到怀里面。”
And God said to him, "Now put your hand back to your cloak."
再拿出来。
Take out again.
哇，又好了。
It was restored.
哎呦，我们现在很多年轻人呢都喜欢玩 game.
Our young people in this generation, they love to play games.
我们还有很多人都花很多时间在 recreation 上面。
A lot of us spend time in recreation.
你不知道，如果上帝出现，他的 game 才够有意思。But
do you know when God showed up, the action is more exciting than the video game.
如果我去见奥巴马,
if I go approach Obama,
他们老远就说我们觉得你根本是胡扯,
and perhaps White House will say you must be a liar.
我就把我的杖一丢上去变成一条蛇,
then I will throw my staff on the ground and it will turn to a snake, serpent.
如果FBI要抓我,
if FBI try to arrest me,
我一抓我，我就把我这个麻风病的手给他们看。If
they try to approach me, I will put my leprosy hand and show them.
哇，这个东西会传染的。And
this is contagious.
那大家赶快跑。And
they will try to get away.
哎，我说不要怕，你看，哎，就好了。And
I say, don't be afraid. Let me restore and show you.
哦，他们看到蛇，我说不要怕，你看，我抓回来了。If
perhaps they see the snake, they will get afraid. I say, don't worry, and let me restore it back to the staff for you.
你看上帝。 交代他的仆人，交代摩西是何等的全能。
As you see how God's word carries power when he make assignment to his followers.
如果我是他，我有这两个法宝，我就干。
If I do have possesses two supernatural, I will do it as what God said.
但是摩西这个人很难搞。
And however, Moses is really someone who is very stubborn and hard to deal with.
他口才很不错哎。And
actually, he actually was good in speech.
你看他说什么？And
yet, look at what he said.
他说我不是个会说话的人。I'm
not the eloquent person.
所以他又有 excuse.
So he came up with another excuse.
然后上帝对他说。And
God said to him,
哎，到底是谁造口啊？
God asked him, who gave man his mouth?
谁造口才啊？
Who give people speech?
我跟你讲，你就去吧，你就讲我要你讲的，到时候我会给你口才的。When
I make assignment to you, you just follow. I will give you words what to say.
然后这个摩西还有话讲。And
yet Moses has still have something else to say.
他说啊，
He said,
哎呀，你打发，你想找谁就找谁吧。我80岁了，你还玩我老人家干什么？
I'm 80 years old. Please feel willing to find someone else, please.
你找一些年轻的 young people 会 English speaking 在 IBM 工作的，你找他们吧。
Perhaps you find someone who is a professional. They are young. They are energetic in IBM. Find them, please.
这个时候啊，居然把God都搞。 搞毛了。
Even to a point, he agitated God.
God 说，你哥哥不是有口才吗？我叫他来帮你。
And God said to him, isn't your brother well in speech? I'm going to find him. I'm going to use him.
你把你的意思跟他讲, 他会帮你说话的。
Put your word in his mouth. He will deliver for you.
而且你手上的这个杖, 你拿好, 你随时行使神迹。
And take care of the staff in your hand so you can perform miracles anytime you wish.
这时候上帝发脾气了。
Now God is getting angry.
然后摩西还想讲什么? 他说不出来了, 不说了。
And Moses went out of excuses and he stopped to speak.
现在我想问大家的, 你相信当年摩西的遭遇, 今天还存在不存在?
Now the question for you is, do you believe whatever Moses encountered still happening today?
我告诉你, 最糟糕的就是现代的基督徒, 又说他信, 其实他又不信。
You know what is the worst of today's Christian? They proclaim, they believe, and at the same time, they disbelieve.
又觉得相信上帝很伟大, 但是又不相信他在这个时代仍然很伟大。
At the same time, they believe God is mighty, and yet they believe God won't do great work in this generation.
因为我们相信的是我们从 IBM 受到的最高的训练,最多就是这里。
Because we have been trained to be intellect, to be full of knowledge in our head, logical knowledge.
在我们的环境中间是不允许上帝做他圣经里面说的,也不允许他在古时所做的,现今还能够出现,他觉得这件事情太不可思议,也不可相信。
In our environment, we were trained not to believe any miraculous work in the past. We turned out to try to turn away those illogical things.
虽然常常查考圣经,但是我可以指出来,很多的圣经你是没有办法查考,越查越觉得奇怪,然后想办法去扭曲这个圣经原来的意思。Though
we try to tend to study Bible diligently, and yet we will try to turn away the things we couldn't comprehend. And the more we study, the more perplexed and confused we were.
我现在跟大家分享一段圣经,我认为这段圣经从头 我在华人教会就从来没有人讲过这段圣经里面的重要的地方。
Now I would like to share a passage with you that for the past, I haven't never seen any Chinese church interpret this passage correctly.
约翰福音第14章这个前面的背景是这样的。
So in John chapter 14, the background of the passage is like the following.
耶稣说啊, 我会去一个地方, 但我去了以后会来接你们。
What Jesus was trying to tell his disciples, saying, I'm going to go to a place, and I'm going to prepare the place for you. When it is ready, I will come and receive you.
他跟他的学生讲, 以后你们也要去, 但你们也知道那条路, 啊, 我先去, 以后会来接你们, 其实你们知道那个是什么地方, 你们, 也会去。
And he said to his disciple, you will go to the same place. Actually, you do know the place. I'm going to prepare the place for you. Then I'm going to receive you to bring you to that place.
你们知道那条路的。
You know the way, actually.
但是中间有个Thomas 就说, 哎, 老师, 老师, 我有问题。
And however, at the time, one of the disciples, Thomas, raised his hands, said, teacher, I have a problem.
我根本不知道你要去哪里, 我怎么知道那条路呢?
I have no idea where you are going. Then how do I know the way to the place you are going?
就我就跟你讲, 哎, 我, 周牧师, 哎, 我跟你讲, 哎, 大家, 哎, 这个主爱之家的弟兄姊妹, 我跟你讲, 我要去一个地方。 好, 那我回来会接你们, 其实你们也知道那是哪里, 而且你们也知道怎么去。
Just like me saying to HOCL Church, say, I'm going to go to a place, I'm going to prepare a place for you, I'm going to bring you there afterwards. And indeed, actually, you already know the place.
然后耶稣就说, 你不知道那条路吗? 怎么会呢? 我就是那条路啊, 我就是道路真理和生命, 然后去哪里呢? 就去到我天父那里去啊。
And Jesus replied to Thomas, actually, I'm the way, I'm the truth and the life. You know the place, I'm going to bring you there.
然后说,你们认识我,你们就认识我的天父,你们已经认识他,而且看见他了。
And no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him, because you have seen me.
你知道当时候的 disciple IQ 不会比我们现在的人差。
Do you know the IQ, the intellect of the disciple at the time is not any worse than us? Please.
他们那个时候人敢问问题，我们现在的 Bible study 在教会里面不敢问这个问题。
Actually, at the time, those students they dare to question and challenge and ask Jesus. For nowadays, students do not dare to challenge the teachers.
他们根本就说根本没看过那个天父，我根本就没不认识他，然后你还说我看见了他，还说我认识他。
So the disciples say, I have never seen the Heavenly Father. And how do, and you say I knew him? I have no idea who he is. Why you say I do know him?
就说你说我 你有个天父，那么 你 show me、你们的全家福嘛，你说你有爸爸，你把爸爸给我们看一下，哦，我就会认识了。
So the disciples say to Jesus, well, show us the father. You say you do have a father. Show us the picture of your family. Then I believe.
所以中间有一个人就说，求主将父先给我们看，然后我们就不会再问问题了。
So the Philip said, one of the disciples said, Lord, show us the father. Then we willask question no more.
所以这个耶稣就回答跟这个 Philip 讲。
So Jesus answered to Philip.
他说我跟你这么久，我已经跟你们已经做我的学生两三年了，你们怎么还说不认识我呢？看见了我就是看见我爸爸，怎么还说要我把我爸爸显给你看呢？
Say, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? If you've seen me, you have seen my father. Since I have been with you for so long, you should know.
他们问这个问题啊，真的是一个很诚实而且应该问的问题啊。
And actually, they have asked a very honest question.
实在是搞不懂，你怎么懂说你看到这个人就等于看到他爸爸？
It is really hard to comprehend. How can we imagine when you see a person, you actually see the person's father?
你看到我，你就认识，应该认识我爸爸。
That which means the logic goes like, if you have seen me, then you should know my father.
然后耶稣继续解释，越解释越糊涂啊。
Then Jesus continued to explain, and the further he explained, the further perplexed he brought before the disciples.
他越讲越奇怪啊。
It sounds very mysterious afterwards.
他说我在我爸爸里面，然后我爸爸也在我里面。
He said, I am in my daddy, and my daddy is in me.
相信人请举下手吧。
If you believe this, please raise your hand.
我跟你讲，这个相信起来这才怪呢。他说你不相信吗？
He said, this is really mysterious for us to believe.And Jesus said, "Do you believe?"
我说是是，我是不太相信。
And I nod my head. Yeah, it's too hard for me to accept.
就是我们不太懂这是什么意思。
Because we couldn't comprehend the meaning of the word.
好，耶稣就说他知道，他说我对你，我知道你们不相信，但是我对你们的说的话呢，不是我自己说的，是我的父在我里面正在跟你们说话。
And Jesus said, I know you will have a hard time to understand. However, the word I just delivered is my Father spoken through me.
他当时说话，他现场的人已经有两个人听不懂了。
And at the, when, during Jesus' speech, already there were two people did not understand what Jesus was talking about.
耶稣当然明白他们听不懂。
Of course, Jesus knew they do not understand.
他就讲了。
Then he said,
你们应该要相信我。
You should believe in me.
我在天父里面。
I'm in the Father.
天父在我里面。
The Father is in me.
就算是你信不来吧。
And at least believe, even if you couldn't believe this word.
你也应该认识见识过我所做的这些事情，你应该能够相信我不会随便跟你们说这个玄乎的话吧。
At least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves.
你知道有的人他跟你讲的话你 不见得能够全信。
Some of us have the experience, we have a hard time to accept the word from someone fully.
但是你见过他所行的神迹的话，那么他在跟你讲一些其他的话，我想你应该会竖起耳朵听吧。
And however, if you have seen the miracles the person performed, then you will pay attention in your heart.
坐在那边，坐在耶稣那边旁边的人跟我们现在的人不一样。
The people who sat next to Jesus is they are different from us.
我们这边的人听见这些话，其实心里面在想午餐我们等一下什么时候吃。
The people who are listening the sermon are actually thinking what I'm going to eat later on during lunch.
然后我现在已经快要进入午觉时间。
And now it's my nap time.
但是耶稣说，你们就算是不相信我，你应该因着我所做的事信我。
And yet Jesus said, even if you couldn't accept my word, you should believe the evidence of the miracles themselves.
他突然想起他昨天晚上赶鬼。
And the disciple thought they remember what Jesus has done, who cast out demons the last night.
哦，他前天叫那个瞎眼的、没有眼珠的，嘣一下眼珠长出来。
They remember 2 days ago Jesus just performed a miracle to make the blind man see, one without eyeball, and now the eyeball popped out.
上个月我们大家都看见他走在水面上。
And last month Jesus walked on water.
那么两个月前他叫一个死人已经死了 都发臭了四天他叫他从坟墓里面出来
2 months ago he raised someone from the dead who had died for 4 days
耶稣接着他们信哎，觉得好像对哦我们要相信他做这些事太神奇了他现在跟我们讲这些事我们就算是不懂但是我可以信
So they remember the works done by Jesus. And once they remember the miraculous works of Jesus, they say, well, now his word does carry credibility for us to receive by faith.
但是耶稣接着讲的话更不能，更是信不来。
And however, the word following is even harder for the disciples to accept.
他说，我实实在在地告诉你们，注意啊。我耶稣说的这句话就是我今天要跟你们讲最重要的跟现场的基督徒跟你讲这是耶稣跟你讲的话我相信你从来不相信我再跟你讲一下我相信我们这边坐的人基督徒你从来没有相信过耶稣说的这句话
Dear fellow believers please truly pay attention right now I'm going to say a wordAnd I believe in the past, you have never accepted this word from Jesus.
我相信 95% 的华人教会的基督徒从来没有真正相信这句话。
I believe 95% of Chinese Christians in the community never believe this word.
如果基督徒华人教会的基督徒真的相信这句话现在绝对不是这样教会的光景绝对不是现在这样的
If the Christians in the Chinese church truly believe this word the condition of Chinese church would never be like this today
耶稣说我所做的事信我的人也要做并且要做比这更大的事因为我往父那里去
Jesus said, I tell the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do that I have seen, been doing. He will do even greater things than this because I'm going to the Father.
我再重复一遍。
Let me repeat it.
耶稣跟基督徒信徒所说的，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
Jesus said to his disciple,I have tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do that I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this because I'm going to the Father.
真正的反应应该我们应该跟他说你吩咐咱儿干啥
The true response to Jesus at this time should be what do you want us to do?
你到底在说什么
What are you talking about?
我告诉你神学家会跟你 说什么
Let me tell you what theologian would say to you
神学教授在网络上他会告诉你耶稣说他所做的事是指的能够指向神的儿子认识上帝的儿子不是讲的不是神迹
So theologian would tell you on the internet is that all the sign and the works it's referring here is that you will see something which present as a sign to point you that Jesus is the Son of God. Right here, it's not talking about the miracles.
他说这个不是神迹。
He said, this is not talking about miracles here.
好，我们再看另外一个很受尊重的前辈，属灵前辈 叫 D.L. Moody。
Let us read something from a very well-known Christian spiritual giant, D.L. Moody.
他说，我常常读到这里就被困住。
He said, I was so perplexed about this verse.
我不明白它的意义。
I do not understand the meaning of it.
我想，真的有人做比耶稣更大的事吗？
I couldn't imagine, would there anyone do greater things than Jesus?
有人能够像耶稣使一位躺在棺材里好几天已经属于尘土的人用一句话就能使他从死里复生吗？
Can anyone do something like Jesus to resurrect someone who has died in his coffin for a few days and the person will come back to life?
然而我越来越体会到使一个敌对神只在最终活的人回弃其敌对的态度变成顺服的人这岂不是一件比使人使人复生更大的事吗？
And I gradually believe that if we can turn someone who rebelled against God and now he come to a believer, isn't this a greater miracle?
他说我觉得这才是一个这世界上最大的神迹。
And he say, I believe that is the greatest miracle on this earth.
也就是说，您如果有人告诉我们，能够介绍人家人信耶稣，然后他信了，他说这就是最大的神迹。
Which means if we can preach gospel to someone and someone accept the Lord, that is the greatest miracle.
我现在要跟你讲，这个不是耶稣在约翰福音第十四章那里讲的我所做的事，他不是耶稣不是说的这回事。
However, I'm here to tell you that is not what Jesus was referring to in the context of the of John chapter 14.
虽然有人从佛教徒信了耶稣，有人从异教无神论信了耶稣，是上帝的工作，没有错。
Of course, it is God's work who can turn someone who was a Buddhist into a Christian, or who someone who was an atheist into a Christian.
但是这不是耶稣说我所做的事，你们不相信我，你们也应该因为我所做的事。 信我，他讲的那个不是这里说的，第二目的说的是。
And however, in the context, Jesus was not talking using this. It's not talking about the conversion as the greatest thing that someone will do.
目前当今啊，最受大家尊重的解经大师、解释圣经的这个权威 D.A. Carson， 他是这么说的。
The most well-known and carry the most heavyweight authority theologian D.A. Carson said this.
他说这里讲到耶稣的工作呢，不仅包括他的神迹，但是绝对不能将神迹排除在外。
He said the work that Jesus was referring here definitely including miracles, and we cannot exclude the miraculous work out of. The work Jesus was referring to.
而且他讲的更大的事，不可能是指更多的事，或者这个范围更多，范围更广大的活动范围。
And when Jesus said the greater things does not mean the quantity wise or the vast areas it covers.
如果是这样太简单了，耶稣就跟大家说，哎，你来看我扫地啊，我在这个叫做 fish 什么
fish kill，
哦，在 fish kill 扫地扫给大家看。
So if that's the case, then this is too simple. Jesus say, here, I'm sweeping the floor in fish kill.
然后让大家呢，就在 Pukisi 整个地方大家都扫地，这就是我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且做这个比这更大的事，因为我原一个人扫只有这个地方，你们扫更多的地方，让这个 job 就 done。
Then, if that's the case, Jesus is saying, I'm sweeping the floor in Fishkill. Now, people, whoever in Poughkeepsie or out the area, let us sweep the floor at the same time. Then this word will be fulfilled just like that.
耶稣说的是，我说的话你们信不来，但是看见我所做的神迹，这下就信了。这是初代教会的见证。
What Jesus was actually saying here is, the word I just spoke, you had a hard time to accept. However, once you have seen what I have done, and you also do it, then it will become the evidence and you must believe what I said.
所以老中啊, 老中读和合本, 你读不清楚的话, 请你看 NIV, 他这里怎么说的?
So if you have a hard time to understand the Chinese translation, let us read NIV translation.
好,我们一起来读这段英文, 来,一起。
Let us all read together. Let's go. Believe me when I say I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence or the miracles themselves.
这里清楚了吧?
Is it clear here?
到底耶稣行了什么神迹?
So what miracles did Jesus do?
使水变酒,
turn water into wine.
行在水面上,
walking on water.
长大麻风的排队, 请他医治他们。
Those people who infect leprosy, they lined up and asked Jesus to heal them.
吃死掉的女孩子复活,
to help a girl who died and resurrect.
在毕士大池瘫痪的起来,
and help someone who was paralytic for many years.
五饼二鱼的神迹,
and two loaves and five fish. The miracle of two loaves and five fish.
叫拉撒路复活,
and resurrect Lazarus.
使那个没有眼睛的在现场长出来,
and to help the blind who did not even have eyeball.
在这个宣教的, 这个工厂,
in the field of missionary.
在莫桑比克,
Mozambique. In Mozambique.
那边的宣教士跟他们同工，就有一个同工的，结果他在这几年中间一共18个人从死里复活。The
missionary have helped 8 people come back to life.
他有一个当地的同工，就一个人就18个人从死里复活。他们一共大概已经有十几个人从死里复活。
One of the local worker alone has and pray and make people come back to life from their death.
好,所以我们来,你看,耶稣用英文讲,
so Jesus said this with the NIV translation. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do that I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this because I'm going to the Father.
整个来说,就是我们现代的基督教信仰没有相信耶稣说的,也没有做耶稣 打算去做耶稣的事, 也更没有办法想象在美国在这种现代科技里面 还有可能有 greater things 会 happen.
All in all, to this question, we have a hard time to accept this word. We believe in science. We couldn't accept this word still happening in today.
耶稣又说了几句话, 那更不可思议。
Jesus continued to say a few words that's even hard for us to accept.
他说,你们奉我的名,无论求什么,我必成就,叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们奉我的名求什么,我必成就。
And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
当然这里奉耶稣的名当然会根据耶稣的旨意跟与耶稣喜悦的事情相关的。
Of course, the context here is we must ask the things in his name that's pleasing to you, pleasing to Jesus.
但是我相信这几段的圣经的经节有多少人一面查考一面不相信。
And however, I believe many Christians, they often study at the same time and yet disbelieve at the same time.
离开了查经班到外面去绝对不会做任何一个这刚才提过的任何一个神迹。
After they depart the Bible study room, they will not even consider to do the same miracles recorded in the Bible.
但是这就是我们的主在当时候向所有信徒的应许。
And however, this was the promise Jesus has been giving to his disciples.
我现在跟弟兄姊妹讲, 你听到, 你如果听, 连续听52个礼拜, 但是脑袋里面没有任何的 paradigm shift, you are wasting your own time. 你在浪费你的时间。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you listen to sermons 52 times out of year, and yet you do not have a paradigm shift in your mind, we are wasting our time here.
就算是你每个礼拜五参加查经，但是你的脑袋里面认为这个 warranty 的时间已经过了，早在西元四百年的时候已经停下来了。这个是人家告诉你的毒素。我要跟你说。有人说神迹的事情已过，败坏很多人的信心。我再重复一下，有人说神迹的事情已经过了，已经 over。我说这是败坏很多人的信心。
Perhaps we in the Bible study, even you attend a Friday Bible study and you study this for many times, you have been taught that all the miraculous signs has been seized 400 AD. I'm telling you here, this is poison to your faith.
我不是 against the science, 我不是 against the medical knowledge.
I'm not here to against science or medical knowledge.
Science 告诉你牛顿这个万有引力定律这个东西在 physical world 是这样的运作。
Indeed, science taught us Newton's law in the physical world. Now,
medical knowledge 告诉你这个神经死了，这个不会再活了。
Perhaps the medical world will tell you the nerve of someone's body has already been dead, and there's no way to resurrect the nerve.
那是因为上帝允许在那个一般的环境中间，他不干涉的话，他 OK， 他一干涉，他随时按照他的全能做他想做的事。
That's God allows this happen in the physical law. However, if God has decided to intervene, everything will change.
我知道在 IBM 讲这个道是很困难的。
I know it is hard for me to preach such a message in IBM town.
不是我有困难，是你有困难。
It's not I have difficulties. It's the problem is you.
是你我应该以主耶稣的看法为看法，耶稣的想法为想法，耶稣的做法为做法。
It's that we should have the mindset of our Lord Jesus Christ, the way of thinking like Jesus Christ, and the way of doing like Jesus Christ.
耶稣根本没有希望他的教会是越来越弱，越来越差，越来越小。
Jesus never expect his church will become feeble and weak.Year after year.
我们说那是耶稣做的，耶稣这么伟大，他是上帝的儿子，我是谁啊？
And perhaps we say, well, that's Jesus' work. He is great, but who am I?
然后耶稣就说，我差遣你们去。
And yet Jesus say, I'm sending you.
你们是有神同在的信徒。
You are the disciple who God is with you.
我说你行。
I say, you're able.
你就行。
Then you are able.
这是中国的顺口溜。我说你行，你就行。不行也行。
I say you are able, you are able. Even you don't think you are able, you are able.
你去吧。
Just go.
后来摩西相信，或者他遵命，最后他把以色列人几百万的带出了埃及。再次回到他跟上帝遇见的山。
Once Moses followed God's command, he led millions of Israelites to come before the mountain where God has said the command to him.
他接受了十诫，他在
he accepted ten commandments.
然后去执行，带他们进入这个出埃及进迦南的这个旅程。
And he followed God's will and led Israelites into the desert place in order to enter the promised land.
耶稣说要我们这样子祷告，就是愿上帝的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
God wants us to pray like this, to follow. We need to do His will as it is on earth as in heaven.
然后耶稣今天跟我们说什么
？And what Jesus said to us today?
信我的人也要做他所做的事，并且做更大的事。
Whoever believes in me will do even greater things than this.
你知道，如果基督徒真的相信这句话，而且真的去做的话
，Can you imagine if Christians truly believe this word and follow through?
我根本不 care 在我面前的是奥巴马还是习近平。
I will no longer care whoever stand before me, whether it's Obama or the Prime Minister of China.
我们也不会怕 ISIS.
We will have no fear to ISIS.
我们也不会怕那个同性恋的势力.
We have no fear to the influence of homosexual group.
因为如果从我们的信心里面相信神说，我说你行。
Because by faith, if God has said, you can,
你就行,
then you can.
不行, 也行,
even you think you can't, God says you can.
如果教会是这样子的话,
if our church is like this,
我们会 pray for the sick.
We will pray for the sick.
我们看到耶稣叫人家瞎眼看见,
we will see God will make blind to see.
我们就会为那个瞎眼祷告。
We will pray for the blind.
当你持续这样做, 你将会见到神迹。
When you continue to do this, you will see miracles.
当我们去为人祷告的时候, 你要知道耶稣与你我同在。
When we pray for the sick, please remember, Jesus is with us.
我现在跟你讲, 最近这半年, 我在 洛杉矶发生的事情。
Let me share with you what has happened to me for the past half a year in Los Angeles.
这只是发生的神迹中间的一个。
This is just one of the miracles.
但是这个是有 medical 的证明的。
And this particular one has a proof of medical evidence.
我在1月底的时候就参加一个基督徒的聚会，有1000多人。
I attend a Christian conference with 1,000 people back in January.
当时发生非常多的 instant 的 miracle.
At the time, many instant miracles happened.
但是有一个神迹是这样的，他说中间开过刀，里面身体里面留下有金属的人站起来。
And the speaker said, whoever had surgery and have anything metal in your body, please stand up.
然后他说我们不会为你祷告。
And the speaker say, we won't pray for you.
你等一等，站起来，上帝会在你们身上做工。
However, later on, when you stand up, God will do his own work on your body.
然后我就在那边等，没有事情嘛，有的人站起来，我也没开过刀，里面也没有金属，所以这边有大概一二十个人站起来。
So I was sitting there, I was wondering around, because I have no metal in my body, so I was wondering who would stand up. And when I look around, there are about 10 or 20 people stood up.
居然我在我右后方有两个人在尖叫，有两个女的啊，这边尖叫。
And yet I heard two women sitting right behind me, they start to scream.
然后后来他们就到台上做见证。
And then later on, they came to the stage and to give testimony.
哦，就是这两个姐妹。
These are the two sisters.
她说刚才我站起来。
He said, when I stood up just a moment ago,
因为我的手左手开过刀，里面留下了一个金属块。
Because I had the surgery of my arm and a metal piece that's left in my arm.
他说我跟我的姐妹就在看，用肉眼看，结果他在2秒钟之内，他一下缩小，然后整个消失。
And as my sister and I, we were watching the metal piece of my arm, and we saw it disappear and diminish right before our naked eyes.
你们相信不相信?
Do you believe?
我相信你们就是应该这种表情，就是啊, I don't know. Yeah.
I do expect the reaction you are having now. Really?
但是我跟你讲,
let me tell you.
我在现场啊,
I was there.
我那个地方离洛杉矶开车9个小时。
The place I went to was 9 hours away from my home.
我说好。
I say, all right.
这个神迹,
if this is the miracle,
我回去照样 copy.
I will copy the same miracle once I go back to Los Angeles.
我回去的那个礼拜是2月1号我讲到。
So February 1st was my turn to preach.
我讲完道,
after I preach,
照样,
in the same way,
中间有谁开过刀, 身上有金属的, 出来,
I say, whoever had surgery and you have metal piece in your body, come to the front.
就出来三个姐妹。
So three sisters came to the pulpit.
我一个一个为他们祷告。
So I pray one by one for them.
有一个呢，他是在台湾，从十几岁，他的生长就出了问题，要打生长激素。因此他的这个整个的不的荷尔蒙都不 balance， 当他的骨头乱长的时候，他必须开刀，里面装了支架，还有装了金属，他长大的时候就是一个驼背弯腰的一个女孩。
So one of the sisters who came out who had issue when she was young and she have a problem of her growth and therefore the doctor put different metal support and wire in her spine.And because of her growth issue, the doctor need to inject hormones to help her to grow. And yet, when she was is an adult, she is was walking twisted.
Yeah, 它里面有 metal， 它里面有开过刀，然后放了那个金属架，还有金属板。
So there were a metal plate and metal support and metal nail being fixed to her spine to help her to be straight.
那中间那个姐妹，我就为她祷告，一祷告，砰一下就倒在地上。
And the sister who stand in the middle, once I pray, she fell.
那另外一个，她说她的左脚是因为车祸开过刀，里面有金属。她说那个祷告的时候，她觉得烫到不得了，她觉得里面那个金属快融化了。
And the sister on the left, she said, I had a metal bar in my calf due to a car accident. And now I feel there is something burning in me. I feel the metal is melting.
好，但是再回到刚才那个弯腰驼背的这个姐妹，在祷告的时候，我拿麦克风问她说，你现在有什么感觉？
And let me go back to the first sister who was bending her back because of her growth issue.I turn hand the microphone to her, say, "Now, how do you feel?"
那底下有两百多个人坐在底下，就看这是上帝怎么做工在这个三个人身上。
200 people in the audience, they all fix their eyes on these three people to see how God is working on them.
啊，这个姐妹说，祷告的时候我的骨头在动啊。
They say while the praying was going on, I feel the shifting of my bone.
或是我那时候叫所有在场的现在全部举起手来为他祷告。
And I ask everyone in the congregation to raise their hand to pray for the sister.
好，然后后来就大家跟本教会一样，然后聚完会吃饭的吃饭，走的走。
So after the meeting, just like our church, whoever want to eat lunch or go home, they start to scatter and went back home.
但是我要走的时候，那个姐妹坐在那个椅子上。
And however, when I was about to depart, that sister was sitting on the chair right there.
她跟我讲说：“周牧师，我跟你讲。”
And the sister said, "Reverend Chow, let me tell you something."
我里面那个金属板好像不见了。
I couldn't feel the metal plate in my back anymore.
她说：“这个东西跟了我这么多年，我一深呼吸，我就知道它在。”
He said, "This metal plate has been with me for decades. Every time I breathe, I know the existence of the metal plate."
他说：“人家一拍我，我都知道这个东西在里面。”
I say, "Whoever pat my back, I know the metal is in my body."
他说：“我是没有办法挺起来这样子走路的人。”
I'm a person who could never stand straight.
但是他说：“我觉得这个东西不见了。”
And yet she said.I feel this thing is gone.
但是你相不相信啊？
And yet, do you believe?
六月份我请她去照 X 光。
So in June, I asked her to take an X-ray.
这就是她照出来的结果。
And this is the result of her X-ray.
她就说了。
And she said,
照出来的是那个架子 frame 还在，但是那个金属片不见了。
He said, after the x-ray, the result shows the plate is gone, even though the support frame is still there.
他原来是弯36度到38度脊椎侧弯，他说现在已经是变成28度了。
She was bending with 36 degrees all the time, but now she is able to get straight around 28 degrees.
他大概这个十几年来第一次能够这样子挺着胸开始过他的人生了。
For decades, This was her first time she was able to put her body straight, to live as a normal life.
在六月底，我为她证婚。
By the end of June,
挺着胸走新娘要走的路。
By the end of June, I officiate her wedding. She was able to walk through the aisle as a beautiful bride.
你们来洛杉矶，我就介绍让你跟她认识。
If you come to LA and pay a visit, I will introduce her to you.
如果你们到香港，我让你们介绍我们的三月份在香港讲完道祷告的时候，有一个姐妹，她被上帝的能力触摸，她在现场一直跑，一直跑，一面用广东话，一面叫。
In March, a sister in Hong Kong, was shouting in an assembly, using Cantonese, praising.
她说我
She said,
原来她得了是 Parkinson disease. 她说我这两年都不能这样子跑了。她一面讲的就是我这两年都不能这样子跑了，我这两年都不能这样跑了。结果在礼拜天，上帝医治她。
She was a sister who suffered Parkinson disease for 2 years.She was healed on Sunday, and she was running around the church, saying, "Now I can run, now I can run."
那有一个人，一个老先生来了，他们跟我介绍说，哎，周牧师，他也姓周，哇。
And say, another old person, some other people introduced this old man to me, say, Pastor Chow, his last name is also Chow.
他说是星期六，他们的牧师到老人中心。跟他说第二天你来聚会，他这个人呢就拿了 walker 来到了教会来做礼拜。
That was Saturday, the pastor of the church went to the nursing home, asked this old person, say, "Why don't you come to church and worship?" So the old man came to the church with his walker.
他最后是回去的时候，他不再需要 walker 了。
On his way back, he no longer needs a walker.
Walker 是他们教会的执事把他带回去的，所以他们两个人回到他住的地方，他不需要 walker。而且礼拜一他的牧师再去看他的时候，发现他已经在老人中心逛了，他也不拿 walker 了。在那个他的牧师告诉我，一个多月以后，他们就为他施洗了。
So the person returned back to the nursing home without a walker. The walker was brought back by the deacon of the church, and the pastor told me a week later.The person accepted the Lord and was baptized.
我最后要跟大家勉励的。
So I'm here to encourage you.
我是一个中国教会的一个异类。
I'm the exception in a Chinese church community.
我就是相信耶稣说的。
I believe every single word of Jesus.
我的经历也跟耶稣说的越来越接近。
And now I truly experience, and my experience is getting closer to His Word day by day.
我鼓励所有在这里 IBMers.
I'm here to encourage all the IBMers.
对上帝说的说 yes.
Say yes to IBM. To God.
Yes, IBM means I believe miracles.
Yes, I believe miracles.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，这是你说的。
And Lord, this is your own word.
你说你所做的事。
You say whatever you have been doing.
信你的也要做。
Whoever believes in you will also do the same.
并且要做更大的事。
Even do greater things.
现在求主赐给我们弟兄姊妹有信心。
May you grant us faith now.
所以我们将你的大能显在世人面前。
So that we can demonstrate your mighty power before the world.
知道你怜悯我们。
We know you have mercy on us.
你搭救我们。
You save us.
你就是如同你所启示的这一位。
You are the one who reveal yourself.
从我们过去的错误的传统信念中间出来。
May you save us, deliver us from our mistakes and misunderstanding from the past.
触摸我们
and touch us, Lord.
圣灵现在邀请你在现场做工
and Holy Spirit, may you do your work right now.
医治我们
heal us.
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我知道时间长了。
I know the time is very long.
我也知道大家肚子饿了。
I know you are hungry now.
那你可以等一下就去享用午餐。
And feel free to go have lunch.
但是我想服事中间有疾病有困难的。
And however, as I'm ministering the church, I'm asking whoever is sick.
或者你今天进来的时候，你不是基督徒。
Perhaps when you enter the door, you weren't a Christian.
但是你今天有信心想要信耶稣。
And however, today is the day you have faith and you wish to believe in the Lord.
我现在给大家一个简短的时间，请你站起来一分钟，你的手按在你身体不舒服的地方，我为你祷告。
I'm going to ask those of you have faith, stand up and put your hand on the place where you have illness.
有疾病去找医生也是对的。
It is reasonable to find a doctor when you are sick.
但是如果有上帝愿意医治你，医生都不能医好的，有什么不可以？
However, if God is willing to heal you, is there anything wrong to ask God to heal you now?
相信科学是有用的。
Yes, it is useful to believe in science.
但是如果有上帝创造主宰，他随时可以介入，有什么不信不了的？
And however, if our Creator and Mighty God wish to intervene, is there anything wrong with it?
所以请，如果你身体有需要，无论是 depression, 无论是心脏，无论是内脏，无论是骨头有困难，或者你睡眠有问题等等，你可以站起来，用手按到你的患处。我就很简短，一分钟为你祷告，然后我们就结束。
So I'm going to only use 1 minute of your time. If you have problem with your head, depression, any organ or any muscular in any place, may you stand and put your hand on the place.Where you feel ill, I'm going to pray for you now.
等一下祷告完了，如果祷告中间你发现有变化，你有感觉的话，你等一下来到前面，我会继续再为你祷告。
If you do feel any change in your body, I'm going to ask you to come forward. I'm going to continue to pray for you.
天父，我们现在来到你面前，将所有在这边的弟兄姊妹的需要都带到你跟前。天父，你是信实的，你是全能的。主耶稣，你说你所做的，信你的也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。主啊，就是这样，我完全相信你。谢谢你圣灵现在运行触摸，全能膀臂不要短说，一方面让你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸手医治疾病，叫神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。我也奉主耶稣的名捆绑撒旦鬼魔黑暗势力邪灵异教异风，所有的黑暗全部除去除去。主啊，你因为你的鞭伤使我们得医治，你所受的刑罚使我们得平安。主啊，你在我们的弟兄姊妹生命中间行使唯独你能做的伟大的奇事跟神迹。主啊，我们再次求告你，主啊，我们的相信的是耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远没有改变。因为你的鞭伤使我们得医治，你所受的刑罚使我们得平安。神的儿子显现出来，要除灭魔鬼一切的作为。弟兄姊妹，胜过魔鬼乃是靠着羔羊的宝血和自己所见证的道。愿耶稣基督你自己亲自触摸，使疾病远离，不管是几耐力或者是传染，或者是病变，或者是压制。我报告被掳得释放，瞎眼得看见，被压制的可以得自由。报告神悦纳人的禧年，愿平安归于我们，归于你的儿女，得医治，得完全。Release the power of God, touch, release your signs, wonder, anointing, break the yoke, and break the yoke. Thank you, Lord. 谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.刚才祷告你有感觉的请举下手，刚祷告的时候你有什么感觉的，有没有？
Anyone had feeling when I prayed? May you raise your hand. If you did feel anything, may you come forward. Now you may be, may we all rise and sing doxology.